The prophet Isaiah had foretold hundreds of years before the Messiah's arrival that a young maiden would give birth to a son, and that he was to be called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
Another prophet, Micah, had told Israel that this Messiah would be born in a remote village. You, Bethlehem, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come one who will be ruler over Israel.
In God's perfect timing, the words of the prophets became reality. A young maiden named Mary was engaged to a man named Joseph.
God had told Mary through the angel Gabriel that she would conceive this holy child, the Son of God. Joseph, too, had received confirmation from God that he was to be the earthly father of this heavenly king.
In those days, a decree was issued by Caesar Augustus that a census was to be taken of the entire Roman world. Everyone was to return to their hometown to register.
Joseph was from Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of King David. So he and Mary made their way to Bethlehem.
It was while they were in Bethlehem that the time came for Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah, love's pure and perfect light, to be born.
Once in royal David's city stood a lonely cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was the mother mine, Jesus Christ, her little child.
Fears.